Hi everyone, this is Luke Moroney for the Daily Property Search Podcast. And what I'd like to talk to you all about today is this the turnaround in lending that the market really needs? And it's a hot topic at the moment in the marketplace right now, because what is holding back a lot of investors, a lot of home buyers, is the tighter lending restrictions. And what we want to focus on is if there is an ability to borrow money, maybe there will be a little bit more frenzied activity. Maybe there will be a rush on prices going in the north direction. Maybe there will be an added feeling in the market that there's a positive sense about where the market's going and the prices are heading in an upward direction. So what we want to focus on is the banks are promoting investor lending specials. So that's what I really want to talk about today. And before I get into this topic, just a general disclaimer that this podcast is for general purposes only and should not be regarded as financial or legal advice. So back on this topic of the turnaround in lending when it comes to investor lending, especially. And, you know, there's been a bit of a sense in the marketplace right now that there's less buyers out there. There's less ability for people to get these funds in readiness to purchase this property. So less and less people are spending their times at open inspections, at auctions, and the willingness to get started in property investing or get their next investment or upgrade their house because of these lending restrictions. So what I'm going to reflect on today is about what is really happening in the marketplace right now, and are we seeing a sense of a bit of a turnaround on the back of some of the market sentiment and also what has been released by typically ANZ. So that brings me on to the first point, because ANZ have now released a product for investors allowing a 90% lend. So what we really got to focus on is, you know, what type of product this is, and is there an ability for people to actually borrow and use these specials or this product to actually get into these investments. So it's a great advertising for the investor market. It's a sense that things might be actually changing in the marketplace. It might be a feeling that things are actually turning around, especially when it comes to Sydney and Melbourne property, because they have been hampered severely in the last 14 months, 15 months or so now, because there's been a reduction in prices by about 10% in Sydney and Melbourne, and we're seeing that continued decline going through 2019. So is this ANZ special going to entice more people to think about investing and actually have their servicing looked at, the potential to borrow be assessed? And it might be a factor of promoting that whole thing about investor lending getting started again. So that's what we really want to reflect on. Is this the start of new things in the marketplace for investors? Because there's been a massive drop in the number of investors who have been lending. And I would take it back around about 2 years. There's been a massive change on the back of tighter lending restrictions, on the back of the Royal Commission, on the back of the banks and the lenders tightening up on what they can actually do in terms of servicing. That has been a continual thing for the last 2 years or so now. My second point, will we actually see other banks and other lenders follow suit? And this will be the backup of what actually happens moving forward. Is ANZ the first? Will other banks follow suit and follow their competition in providing these products for lenders? It will be an interesting factor to watch out for. And we don't really know which way those individual lenders, individual banks will go in terms of what specials that they were actually going to release. What I would suggest is everyone keep a close eye on the media, on the attention that the banks and the what your mortgage broker is going to say about these specials, because I was actually receive this information firstly from a mortgage broker before it actually hit the marketplace. So what you want to do is keep a close eye on the contacts, on your team members, on these certain products that could potentially deliver your investors or you as an investor the potential to get these great deals that are out in the marketplace, or could actually change the sentiment, the investor sentiment moving forward, to see that it's actually going to change the property prices. Will it affect things moving forward when not only ANZ, but the Commonwealth Bank and NAB and Westpac, then those other lenders follow suit, providing these enticing deals to investors to get back in the market and get things moving. My third point, is this all really smoke and mirrors? So they come out with a special, it's a headline special, 90% lender lending to investors. We really want to see investors get back in the market and get things stimulated in the economy, and we really want things to happen. But it's a case that if you have a property portfolio of 3, 4, 5, and even more properties, can you actually still lend? Will there still be servicing restrictions on investor lending if you have a portfolio of properties? Now, I'm in a situation where I have a portfolio of 30 properties. Will ANZ allow me to borrow on the next property at 90%? I'd very much doubt it. The servicing right now on loans is still an issue. And that's the wording I'm receiving, the conversation I'm having right now with other mortgage brokers, in terms of what's happening. The servicing requirements are still there. So you really want to think about, is this a headline data that's coming out, but does it really going to have a massive impact? Right now, I'd say no. And I would really think about whether that, if it's actually going to have an impact right now, straight away, or is this a slow grind? It might mean in the next 6 or 12 months that we see more of this action happening, more other lenders coming out with different requirements, different availability of funds, and then might slowly lead into the lesser extent of the tighter serviceability on some of these loans. So instead of having to service a loan at 7% is what they require at the moment, or 7.5%, they might bring that back to 6 or even 5.5%. Now, that might bring the availability of funds up more, in a sense, for investors to get things started. So if that's a capability of people, we might see that property prices will start to turn around and increase in terms of Sydney and Melbourne. And we might see increases in those markets of Sydney, of Brisbane and Adelaide, where they've steadily been growing or remaining stagnant in certain areas, they might take off because of that ability to, for people to upgrade their properties, or given the ability to move into new locations, or to the abundance of having that money to do different things on their property, whether it be renovation or a development. So all these factors could come in place if there's more and more activity around this space for investors. So I would imagine right now that we're in a space where it's very smoke and mirrors, that we were actually seeing that the ANZ Bank is bringing out a product to entice the market. Just, I wonder how many people can actually take up that offer because of the tight serviceability that is on offer, or actually is available for people at the moment, because it's hard to get those loans transacted. So hopefully that helps you on thinking about what is actually happening in the loan market, in the mortgage brokering market, and whether lending will actually turn around because of these situations where ANZ Bank are bringing out specials into the marketplace. Keep a close eye on what they're saying. And remember to continue to follow the podcast and other experts when they're talking about property investing, because you've got to sift through those media attention headlines and really get to the gist of what is really going to happen and what's going to result in. Because we've got a situation where that it might be a case where those loans can't actually be transacted. And if that's the case, then we're at the same place that we are right now. So keep that all in mind when it comes to your investing. And if you feel that the turnaround in lending is going to lead to a massive spike in prices, I would suggest that you think again right in this marketplace right now and consider what your next move, your next plan, your next strategy when it comes to your own property investing. And keep an eye on that media attention and the data coming out from, or the information coming out from the other big four banks and the other lenders in the marketplace. So watch out for their advertising. Watch out for what they're saying. Be in close contact with your buyer's agent, your property advisor, your mortgage broker when it comes to your own property investing. And that will lead you into a place where you get the best advice possible, the best knowledge and skills possible to make the right decisions. Hopefully that's helped you in your own property investing. Feel free to give me a call and discuss this further. My number is 0400-332-377. Happy to help you at any time with this particular topic or other topics when it comes to property investing. Thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.